All right, everyone. Well, it's time for us to go into the Word of God again. I am always excited to dig into God's Word, and I hope that you are too. Get your Bible out, get your notepad, whatever you like to take notes on, and let's dive into this together. We are starting a new series this week entitled Running with the Horses. And so I'm so looking forward to sharing these messages with you over the next several weeks, along this train of thought and just along this theme, because it's really what I want to do is I want to challenge you, I want to encourage you, I want to stir you up regarding embracing the process of what God is preparing us for. Again, there's this process that God's got us in right now. And yeah, there's a lot going on in our world right now. There's a lot going on in our nation and in our city. And God's not the source of a lot of that. He's not the problem. He's the solution. But in the middle of this, I believe there's an opportunity for us to embrace what God is doing with us, because we are called to run with the horses. Wherever you are right now, I want you just to say it and declare it. Say, I am called to run with the horses. Come on, I want you to say, I'm going to embrace the process. All right, well, turn to your Bibles with me to Jeremiah 12, verse 5. I'm going to read to you from the New Living Translation. This is going to be our core text for this series. And Jeremiah 12, verse 5 says this: if racing against mere men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? If you stumble and fall on open ground, what will you do in the thickets near the Jordan? Now, as we package this verse, let's first start with some context. If you read through Jeremiah chapter 12, because it's always important that when we're focusing on a verse, we look at the verses around it and the context of the chapter that it's written is in. We see that this is a chapter where it begins with Jeremiah questioning God. And if you look at how he phrases his question, he's not questioning God in doubt or in unbelief. He's just humbly and respectfully but genuinely questioning God. He starts with a heart of respect. He starts with a heart of honor. But Jeremiah, if you read the chapters around this, is going through a lot right now. He is facing personal attacks. He is facing persecution. And what makes it even more difficult is the wicked men and the wicked women who are oppressing him, who are persecuting him, they seem to be okay. They seem to be enjoying their lives. Things seem to be good for them, but then they are turning and attacking Jeremiah when he is trying to do only what God has called him to do. He's literally trying to follow the call of God. He's trying to, you know, to speak the word of the Lord. And he's facing these attacks. He's facing these persecutions. And so he's questioning God about this. He's saying, God, how is this so? Furthermore, he is in the land at that time. Things are very hard and very difficult. And so not only is he facing difficulties, but people around him and just the nation is facing massive, massive difficulties. And so in the middle of this, he questions God and he asks God, again, respectfully with honor, but he says, God, I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on. And, you know, it's interesting because I feel like this could be something that many of us could identify with in this season. In different ways, in different levels, but with all that has been going on in the world around us, with all that we've been facing in the pandemic, in all the things that have been happening about the cry out for justice and anti-black racism and just some of the things we're seeing. And there's so many other things that are going on in the world around us. Maybe you're watching this and you're facing some real personal challenges right now. And the things that are happening. And there can be these questions. We're saying, God, I just don't understand. God, why is it so hard? God, why are we facing these things? God, why is there still racism and injustice in our world? And it seems like people just get away. You know, all these questions are coming and all these things are happening. And you can probably identify in your own way. And so it's interesting because in the middle of that, with all that's going on, God responds to Jeremiah actually with an encouragement and with a challenge. And, you know, knowing the heart of God, I don't believe it was a gruff challenge or a challenge that was demeaning towards Jeremiah. I actually feel like it was a fatherly encouragement, because we know the father heart of God. I love the kindness of God our Father, and I love his heart. But he responds in the middle of this, and this is where he says to him, Jeremiah, come on. Because Jeremiah said, God, it's so hard. It's so difficult right now. There's so much going on. And he says, come on, Jeremiah. And I can just hear him like with the heart of the fire. He says, if racing against mere men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? And if you stumble and fall on the open ground, what will you do in the thickets near the Jordan? In other words, family, God challenges Jeremiah and says, listen, There's even more that I've called you to. There's even greater things that I want you to walk in. I've got a plan. I've got a purpose. I've got, you know, there's some battles I've called you to fight. There's some things I've called you to go into. But if you cannot handle even what's going on right now, if you can't press into me, if you can't press in and become part of the solution, if you can't press into me and walk with me through this, how are you going to be ready for that which is to come? And so I really feel like this word has been stirring in my heart, even for the last several weeks, just as I've been seeking the Lord in this season. And yeah, things have been very difficult. Things have been very challenging. It's been hard in so many ways. Again, each one of us have our own personal journey. For some of us, maybe it's been harder than others, but I think everyone would agree it has definitely been a challenge. I mean, how many memes have you seen on Instagram or on Facebook or on the internet about canceling 2020 or, you know, Marty McFly hearing from Doc, you know, don't go to 2020, whatever you do. I mean, you know, it's been challenging, but in the middle of that, we've got some choices. And part of the choice is, guys, will we embrace the process? God is not behind a lot of what's going on right now. That's part of being in a world that's filled with sin, and that's part of the enemy and wickedness. God is not the source of COVID-19. God is against racism and injustice, but we do live in a sinful and fallen world. And right now, there's a lot of things that are kind of coming to bear on that. But in the middle of this, I believe God is saying to us, he's saying, listen, there's some big things I have for you. There's some things I've called you to, but will you allow me to build and work in you so you are ready to run with the horses? Right? Yes, it's challenging right now, but I believe, like God's saying, there's even greater things I've called you to. In the middle of that, there are going to be challenges. I want to train you to run with horses. Will you allow me to train you and prepare you, even in the middle of difficult seasons right now, to be ready to run with the horses? Come on, somebody, wherever you are right now, say, I'm going to run with the horses. And so I just want to encourage you today with three thoughts out of this passage. Three thoughts, three encouragements, three foundational points as we begin to talk about running with the horses. First and foremost, I just want to remind you, and I believe in this passage, there's the tone of what God is saying. I want to remind you that you have a great call on your life. I want to remind you that there is great purpose that rests over your life, even in this time. You who are sitting and listening to me, if you are in Christ, if you've made Jesus your Lord and Savior, and if you're watching this and you haven't, you can do that today and you can get right with the program of what God is doing. But there is great calling and there is great purpose over your life. You were born to do great things for God. You were born to be part of God's work and God's purpose on this earth. That you were born to fulfill, as it talks about David in the book of Acts chapter 13, that David fulfilled the purposes of God in his generation. And you were born to fulfill the purposes of God in your generation. Come on, I want to just challenge you today. You were born for more than to be born, to grow up, to go to school, so you can get an education, so you can get a good job, so you can make money, so you can afford to be married and buy a house. You need a lot of it in Toronto. And so you can raise kids, and then you can pay for them to do everything, and then you can retire and you can die. I'm not saying those things are bad things. Those are all good things, but there is more than just going through the motions of life. You were born with purpose. You were born with destiny. You were born with a calling. When we use this phrase like running with the horses, you were born to run with the horses. You are not just born to take up space. God knew that you were going to be here on this earth. He knew that you were going to be here in this time, and you were not a mistake. You were not an accident. You are not just a side kind of side player to things. God has you as part of his story, and he has called you, and he has appointed you, and he has anointed you to do great things and to be part of his plans and his purposes in the earth. You have a purpose. You have a calling. You have been called to run with the horses. Someone say, I'm going to run with the horses. Come on, somebody say, I've got a purpose. I want to just speak it again. You were called to fulfill the purposes of God in your generation. Listen, we didn't know 2020 was going to be like this. We don't know what's going to come in the future, but God knew, and God knew that you would be here. And that means that he prepared you and he equipped you, and everything you need in him is available for you to do what he has called you to do. You were born with purpose. Just as Jeremiah was born with a purpose, you have been born with a purpose. You know, it's interesting. The second thing I want you to catch from this, first and foremost, you and I have been born with calling. We've been born with purpose. But here's what I want us to see. And this is the part sometimes we don't like as much. We like purpose. We like calling. We like declaring, I'm going to do something great and significant for God. But here's what I want to encourage you, the second part of this. A great call or a great purpose means that there is going to be great opposition and there's going to be great battles. See, that's the part we don't like. I'm with you. I really wish I could just have a great calling without any great battles. I wish I could have a great purpose without any great problems that I was called to push through or called to solve. But guys, it just doesn't work that way, right? In ourselves, in our flesh, I know it. We want the great calling, but we just don't want all this other stuff that's associated with it. But this is the way it works. You cannot have a great victory without a great battle. You cannot have a testimony without going through a test. Right? You cannot have miracles without impossible circumstances. You cannot have a resurrection if you first do not have a cross or a death. Guys, listen, it's just the nature of things. It's the nature of the world we live in, and it's the nature of what's called. And so you and I have been called to do something great, but we have to be ready for all that comes with it. You know, the Apostle Paul spoke about this in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9, where he said, for a wide door of effective work has opened to me. Right? We love that. Yes, God is opening doors. We've talked about this here at church before. There's great doors that are opening. There's great opportunities that are opening. There's great purpose. There's great calling. Right? But there's the second part of the verse, too. And it says, and there are many adversaries. I don't know if anyone else besides me watching this today loves the open doors, but doesn't like the adversaries so much, right? I think that's just human nature. But here's the point, even why I believe God's saying to Jeremiah, he's saying, Jeremiah, you got a call. But yeah, there's adversaries. There's challenges, right? And if you can't handle what you're facing right now, if you can't lean into me, he wasn't saying it was easy. He wasn't saying that you should just this would be a piece of cake, but he's saying, listen, I've called you to run with horses. Right? So even now in the season you're in with the challenges you're facing, don't let this push you down. Rise up in the middle of it, recognizing that, hey, God's processing me and God is preparing me and God is doing things in me even in this season. If I can stand in faith in this season, I'll be ready for future seasons that are to come. If I know how to win this battle with the help of the Lord, I'll be ready for battles that are ready to come. And so this is the second thing that I see from this verse. First and foremost, again, just like Jeremiah, you and I have a great call. We have a great purpose. But second, like Jeremiah, we need to understand that a great calling and a great purpose will come with great opposition and come with great battles. And so this now leads me to my third point that I want to encourage you in today. We need to embrace the process of what God is doing in the current season of our life. So be prepared for that which is to come. Let me say that again. I just want to declare it over you. You need to embrace the process of what God is doing in your life right now so you will be ready to run with horses. So you'll be ready for that which is to come. Let me say it again. God is not the author of COVID. God is not the author of racism and injustice. God is not the author of the challenges that you may be facing. He's actually the solution in the middle of it. But in the middle of these challenges, guys, I just felt like God is saying to us, listen, if you cannot press in right now, if you cannot stay strong in faith right now, if you cannot learn to believe me and trust me right now, if you cannot learn to pray and to stand and to take some of the heat but keep pushing forward, you're never going to be ready to run with the horses. But let me flip that back around, because if in the middle of the season right now you say, okay, God, this is hard. This is not what I expected. Certain things have not gone the way I wanted them to go. But in the middle of the season, God, I'm not running away from you. I'm running to you. I'm going to let you continue to work in me. I'm learning to believe. I'm learning to pray even more. I'm learning to stand in faith. I'm learning to walk in the joy of the Lord, which is my strength, even though I don't feel like being very joyful right now. I'm learning to do this. Why? Because there's even greater things that you've called me to. There's also greater battles that are coming, and you are preparing me to run with the horses. Come on, somebody where you are right now, just say, I'm going to run with the horses. Come on, somebody declare it. Tell someone next to you, if you're sitting with somebody, say, I'm called to run with horses. Right? So I'm not going to chicken out right now. I'm not going to give up now. Yeah, okay, it's tough. Okay, It's tough. Let's lean into Jesus. Let's keep going forward. Let's keep believing him. Let's make a commitment. I'm not just going to survive in this season, even with this coming fall. And yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty. But listen, whatever comes, we've got Jesus in the boat. So no matter how hard it gets, we've got Jesus in the boat. Right? I know it might feel like there's storms all around us. Picture like Jesus when he's out with his disciples. The waves are so high. There's this temptation to be afraid. There's the temptation to know what's going to come. But Jesus is in our boat. It's impossible for us to sink. And so we just need to put our trust and our faith and our dependence on him. We need to embrace the process. Why? Because in the middle of this, again, he didn't cause the storm. But as we learn to believe him in the storms, it's preparing us to run with the horses. There's an example of this in 1 Samuel chapter 17, 34 to 37. And this is when David is standing before Saul. And he's talking about going to take on Goliath. And verse 34, it says, "But David persisted. I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats," he said. "When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, and I will do this to this pagan Philistine too. For he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine." Man, I love just the boldness that David is speaking with here. But here's why I want to encourage you. David was ready for Goliath because he learned how to trust God in overcoming the lion and overcoming the bear. Family, if David had chickened out when he faced the lion, if he had gotten that bear comes like, goes, "Oh, it's just one sheep. It doesn't matter anyways. Oh, it's just a couple sheep. We got many, many more." He found some great excuse for going around it. He never would have been ready for Goliath. Why? Because as much as it was difficult to face a lion, and he probably wished it wasn't happening there, as he faced the lion, he got stronger. His confidence in God got stronger. And then as he faced the bear, he got stronger. And so he was ready for the day when he faced Goliath. What Goliath is God preparing you for? What Goliath is God preparing our church family for? Well, what if in this season right now, what if in this COVID season and everything else that's happening, these are lions and bears that God's saying, "Listen, let me work in you through this. Let me build some character in you. Let me build a spirit of faith in you." Come on, if this whole season just wipes out my devotional life and I'm just down all the time and I'm not trusting God and I'm not believing God, I can't find joy in the middle of the situation. I can't walk in peace in the middle of the situation. Guys, I'm not going to be ready for what's to come. Now, let me say this. I'm not knocking anyone who struggled. We've all struggled. God isn't asking us to be perfect, but he's saying, "Listen, learn through facing down lions. Learn through facing down bears." Why? Because there's some bigger things I have called you to. Listen, family, I know right now things are tough. I know for many of us there are certainty and there's challenges, but we have a choice in front of us. Here's the choice that we have. In this season, will I just kind of survive? Will I just kind of, just stick my head in the sand and hope this all goes away and just kind of not press into God and let my spiritual walk fall off and kind of stop praying and stop giving and just allow the pressure, just binge on Netflix and binge on, or will I say, no, in the middle of this, I'm pressing into God. I'm learning. I'm leaning in. I'm growing. The testing of my faith is developing perseverance. I'm leaning into what God is doing. Why? Because I'm called to run with horses. Why? Because Toronto City Church, we are called to run with horses. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what this next decade holds. I don't know what kind of challenges may present themselves or what kind of opportunities may present themselves. But here's what I know. I know that you and I were placed by God in this time and in this space, and he would not have put us here if he did not put in us, in Christ, everything we needed to thrive. And so I want to encourage you, just as we lean in this month, as we lean in this season, it is time for us to rise up in a fresh way and say, "God, process, God, learn, let me grow, let me move forward in what you have, because I am going to run with the horses." Come on, just declare it one last time today. Just say, "I'm called to run with horses." And so just to recap again, we've each got a great call in our lives like Jeremiah did. But with a great calling will come great battles and great challenges. And what God wants to do even in seasons like this is he's strengthening us, he's preparing us for that which is to come. Now, I know someone might be listening and say, well, Pastor Brent, this is pretty depressing. It just makes it sound like there's battles and there's all these things coming. Listen, there's going to be amazing opportunities. There's going to be amazing joy. There's nothing like living out what God's called you to. There's going to be incredible adventure that God has for us. And so I do not want to lose sight of those things. But in the middle of it all, there will be challenges and there will be battles. But you will be ready. And we will be ready. Why? Because we're embracing what God's doing this season. It's not time to get knocked down, but it's time to rise up in him. You know, this reminds me a little bit, and just one last encouragement, because maybe you're listening to me and you're going, Pastor, you know, this just is really hard. And this is just really difficult. And I'm hearing you, but oh man, there's just so much that I'm facing and my heart is so heavy and there's so much that's going on. Here's why I want to encourage you. You do not have to run with the horses in your own strength. See, here's the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel is actually this. Jesus came and he ran with the horses for you and I. He came to this earth as a man. God became flesh and he lived a perfect life. Every bit of pressure that was thrown at him, he just pressed into the Father. When things were hard, he pressed into the Father. When he got in storms, he rebuked them. When Lazarus died, he raised him up. I mean, he perfectly ran with the horses. And what he said was, he said, listen, if you will put your faith and trust in me, I will give you my strength to run with the horses. I'll give you my grace to do what I've called you to do. I will give you my anointing and my ability. Everything we have, everything we need to run with horses is in him. And so our part is just to say yes. Our part is just to put our faith and our trust in him and then refuse to quit. And so even as we're talking about this, I want to encourage you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And you and I can run with the horses through Christ who gives us strength. It is not going to be by might. It is not going to be by power, but it is going to be by his Spirit. But we still, as with anything with the gospel, have to make a decision to say yes. And every day when we wake up, we say, yes, Jesus, my faith is in you. My trust is in you. I'm called to continue to grow, and I'm called to run with the horses, and I'm doing it in your strength today, in Jesus' name. And everyone agreed with me, said, amen, amen, amen. So just before I go here, I just shared an element of the gospel. And the good news, the gospel, that's what that word means, is that Jesus came. God became flesh. He lived a perfect life. He died and rose again. Why? So we could be forgiven from our sins, so we could come into renewed relationship with the Father, and so that he could give us these great and precious promises and we could live out life not in our own strength, but in his strength. And so I want to encourage you today, if you're watching this, number one, I want to encourage all of us just to ask God to restore the joy of our salvation. Let's restore our faith today that we can do this in him. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. You can do this in him. But if you're watching this and you've never made Jesus your Lord and Savior, today is your day. If you're watching this and you backslid and you've just gone your own direction, today is your day. And so if you're listening and you know you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life, I want you to pray this prayer with me. I'm going to pray it. You repeat it loud and strong right where you are. Say, Jesus, thank you for your love for me. Thank you that you came for me. Thank you that you rose, or you died, excuse me, and that you rose again for me. Today I turn my back on sin. I give my life to you. Fill me with your Spirit. Transform me. Forgive me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for bringing me into your family. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, please go to the information on this video, and there's a link that you can click on. We want to know that you prayed this prayer, and we want to be able to stand with you and support you. Amen. All right, and other than that, guys, it's been great to be together in the Word today. We're going to be back again next week. We're going to be talking more about running with horses. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. A couple other things I want to remind you of this week. Number one, make sure you get plugged into a connection. Connections, our small groups, are such a huge and important part of what we're doing here at Toronto City Church. They're just as important as our weekend gatherings. And so I really want to encourage you, get into a connection. I also want to invite you to join us this week for our Faith Fuel video devotionals. We took a week off, but we're relaunching them. And all this week, 7 a.m. on our YouTube channel, I'm going to be talking to you about practical things you can do to run with the horses. Now, there's practical things you can do to embrace the process of God in your life, to embrace what He's doing, and to embrace how He's calling you to run with horses. So I invite you, whether you can tune in at live at 7, or whether you just watch the video at some point during the day, we're going to be learning more about running with the horses. We're also going to be talking about connections this week. And so get out, get plugged into a connection. Love you guys. God bless you. Have a great Sunday.